All right, listener. So today we're diving into something pretty crucial, heart attacks. And I know what you might be thinking, not another medical lecture, right?
Right.
But trust me, this isn't just about the textbook stuff.
Yeah.
This is about those times you think, wait, could that be a heart attack?
Yeah.
We're talking subtle signs, the stuff even doctors sometimes miss.
Absolutely.
And because we know you're busy, you want the need to know without all the fluff.
Yeah, cut to the chase.
Exactly. So let's get right to it. What exactly is a heart attack?
Okay, so think of it this way. Your heart, it's like a house, right? Needs a constant supply of electricity to keep everything running smoothly.
Okay, I like that analogy.
A heart attack or myocardial infarction in, you know, doctor lingo.
Right, myocardial infarction, MI.
Exactly, it's basically power outage. But for your heart muscle, something blocks the blood flow, often a clot in one of the coronary arteries. Those are like the heart's electrical grid.
Right. Those are important.
Absolutely. And without that blood flow, well, the heart muscle starts to...
It's not good.
Not good at all.
That's definitely a more vivid picture than I usually get with medical stuff.
Yeah.
So the source material mentioned two main types of heart attacks, STEMI and STEMI. Is that like different levels of this power outage?
You know what? That's a really good way to put it. Remember the house metaphor? STEMI or ST elevation myocardial infarction, that's like the full-on blackout. Everything is out, serious damage.
Oh, wow.
Then there's NSTEMI non-ST elevation. That's more like a partial outage. Some lights might flicker. Some rooms are out. Still bad, still needs fixing, but the damage might not be as widespread.
So even a partial outage in the heart is nothing to mess with?
Absolutely not.
And doctors can tell the difference right away?
Thankfully, yeah, they have ways. They use something called an electrocardiogram.
ECG.
Exactly. It's like checking the circuit breaker panel of your heart.
Oh, and so.
It shows the heart's electrical activity. And those STEMI and STEMIs, they create distinct patterns. It's one of the fastest ways to see what's going on.
So it's like the heart's own little SOS signal.
Pretty.
But just how common are heart attacks? I feel like we hear about them all the time.
You know, it's more common than you'd think. In the UK alone, there are over 100,000 hospital admissions every single year because of heart attacks.
100,000? Wow, that's a lot of power outages.
It is a lot. And that's just one country.
That's staggering.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that number's not going down anytime soon. Which brings us to the big question. Who's at risk? And why should you, our listener, care? This is where it gets personal.
Well, it's not all doom and gloom. There are things we can do.
Okay, good.
While some risk factors are unavoidable, like age, family history.
Right. Can't really change those.
Exactly. But there are many that we can modify. You have more power than you think to stick with the analogy, keep those lights on.
I like that. So what can we actively DO to lower our risk?
The biggest one, and this is huge, smoking.
Yeah, got to address that one.
It's like pouring gasoline on a fire when it comes to heart health. Did you know smokers are 3 times more likely to have a heart attack compared to non-smokers?
3 times? Seriously?
3 times. It's one of the most significant risk factors there is.
Okay, wow. That's definitely a stat that'll stick with you. Kicking the habit is non-negotiable, folks.
No.
But what about other factors? What else should we be mindful of?
Well, there are the usual suspects. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol.
Okay, the big ones we hear about.
Right. These can all damage your coronary arteries over time, making blockages more likely.
Right. Keep the plumbing clean, so to speak.
Exactly. And it's not just about avoiding bad stuff. It's about doing good stuff, too.
So being proactive.
Exactly. Obesity, inactivity. That's like letting your heart's electrical system get rusty.
Oh, I like that visual.
And we can't forget about excessive alcohol. Moderation is key. Think of it this way. You wouldn't overload your electrical panel, right?
No, you definitely wouldn't want to do that. So even if heart disease runs in your family, making these lifestyle changes can really make a difference.
Absolutely. It's about taking charge.
It's not about accepting fate, right? Speaking of taking charge, let's talk about recognizing the signs. Because everyone has that Hollywood image of a heart attack, right?
Right.
Clutching the chest, dramatic collapse.
Right. But it's not always so obvious. Which is why this is so important to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially for certain groups, elderly patients, women, people with diabetes, they might feel unusually tired or have like indigestion.
Wait, hold on. Indigestion, like I ate too much pizza, indigestion. That could be a heart attack.
It's more common than you think. And that's what makes it so tricky. Sometimes it's just this vague discomfort, nothing specific, and people brush it off.
And it could be their heart sending up a warning signal.
Exactly.
So that's a huge takeaway for our listeners. Don't ignore the subtle signs. But how do you know if it's just indigestion or something more serious? What should people actually be looking out for?
It's about looking for those bonus features, those extra symptoms that tell you it's more serious.
Okay, so those extra warning bells.
Yeah, like if you have nausea, vomiting, sweating along with that discomfort.
Yeah, okay. That's definitely not just indigestion.
Right, exactly. And that's when time becomes absolutely crucial. The faster someone gets help, the better their chances are.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, oh, wow, that does sound kind of familiar. What should they do? What happens next?
First things first, don't wait. Call for help immediately.
Right. Get to the hospital.
Exactly. And once they're there, it's all about swift action. Doctors will get a detailed history, ask about symptoms, but then it's ECG time. Remember that heart rhythm check?
Right. Checking the circuit.
Exactly. And to be sure, they'll also do blood tests looking for signs of heart muscle damage. Troponin is one they look for specifically.
So it's like putting together a puzzle.
Mm.
Symptoms, ECG blood tests. They need the whole picture.
Yeah, they need all the pieces.
So what happens after a heart attack? Is it just uphill from there?
It's definitely a journey. Medication is key. You'll probably hear about statins for cholesterol beta blockers for heart rate ACE.
Yeah.
ACE inhibitors, those help relax blood vessels and improve blood flow. Think of them like support beams helping rebuild stronger.
So it's about being proactive in your own recovery, not just relying on medication. What about lifestyle changes? Those must be huge too, right?
Absolutely. It's about quitting smoking for good, eating a heart-healthy diet, less greasy stuff, more fruits, veggies, whole grains, and getting that heart pumping with exercise.
So it's really about hitting the reset button and making those healthy choices.
It really is. And the best part is that the outlook for heart attack survivors is better than ever thanks to all the medical advancements.
That is great to hear because that's what it's all about, right? Hope and knowing that a healthy future is possible.
Exactly.
We've thrown a lot of info at you today, listener. So what are the big takeaways here?
Well, first, just understanding the basics, what causes heart attacks, how they're different, who's most at risk. But even more importantly, recognizing those symptoms, even the subtle ones, because early detection is everything.
Absolutely. And don't hesitate to get help if something feels off. Time is heart muscle after all.
That's so important.
But remember, a heart attack isn't the end. With the right treatment and a commitment to a healthier lifestyle, you can recover and thrive.
Absolutely.
So, listener, one last thought before we go. Who in your life could benefit from hearing this information? Share this episode. Start a conversation you never know. You might just save a life. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay heart healthy.